Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for August 6, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Join your friends for an exciting evening at the Racing to Move Scouts Forward fundraising event, dedicated to supporting the Boy Scouts of America and the Pathway to Adventure Council. This unique event will take place on September 25th, 2024, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the iconic Chicago Board of Trade building. Participants will have the chance to engage in a thrilling Pinewood Derby race, where donors who contribute ahead of time will receive a blank car kit to design and build their own racing vehicle. This is a fantastic opportunity to showcase creativity and engineering skills while supporting youth development programs that empower young scouts with essential life skills. Team members can race cars from their youth or ones they designed with their scout. If you attend without a car, you can even rent one at the race. You can see a video about the PTEC All-Council Pinewood Derby race at the Woodfield Mall in April from a link in today's newsletter from a WGN9 video report. Advantage Futures has already donated $50,000 to the event and challenged us to raise an additional $100,000. If we meet this goal, they will increase their donation to $100,000. Help us meet this challenge. The evening promises to be filled with friendly competition, networking opportunities, and community spirit, making it a memorable experience for all involved. Don't miss out on this chance to make a difference in the lives of young scouts while enjoying a fun-filled night. Secure your car kit and join us for an unforgettable evening of racing and camaraderie. For more information and to register, go to a link in today's newsletter. Let's race to move scouts forward. Scott Eisner's family has set a date for a celebration of life for Scott on September 12, 2024, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Brushwood Center at Ryerson's Woods in Riverwood, Illinois. This is the site where Scott and his widow, Tracy, were married. It will be an informal event. How informal? You're encouraged to wear a Hawaiian shirt. Scott loved to wear them. You are encouraged to bring your stories about Scott and share them at the event. You can read Scott's obituary with a link in today's newsletter. If you can't attend, you are encouraged to share a memory on the tribute wall of the obituary website. In July 2024, Cboe Global Markets reported significant increases in trading volumes across several key areas. Index options saw a 20.2 year-over-year increase to an average daily volume, or ADV, of 4,140,000 contracts, while futures rose 26.1% to 267,000 contracts. Multiply listed options also grew by 1% to 11,145,000 contracts. Increases were observed in U.S. equities off-exchange trading, 3.5%, Canadian equities, 2.9%, European equities, 11.8%, Cboe Clear Europe cleared trades, 26.7%, and net settlements, 28.2%. Australian equities, 23.7%, Japanese equities, 306.9%, and global FX, 1.4%. However, there were declines in U.S. equities on exchange trading, minus 5.9%, and Canadian equities saw a substantial month-over-month decrease of 20.8%, along with smaller declines in European equities, minus 4.6%, and Australian equities, minus 2.6%. In disciplinary news from the CME Group, on December 11, 2023, the chief regulatory officer charged Lee Sung Ok with violating the Commodity Exchange or COMEX, and the Chicago Board of Trade Rules 575B and 432.L.2 between June 18th, 2021 and September 28th, 2021. Lee entered actionable orders in copper, silver, gold, soybean oil, corn, soybean meal, and wheat futures markets with the intent to mislead other participants and gain favorable pricing. Lee engaged in order layering, creating imbalances to induce trades into her smaller resting orders. She also failed to fully cooperate with the investigation by not answering all questions. The Business Conduct Committee found Lee guilty and ordered her to pay a fine of $100,000 with $50,000 allocated to COMEX and $50,000 to the CBOT. Additionally, Lee was permanently suspended from direct and indirect access to any CME Group trading floors, designated contract markets, derivatives clearing organizations, or swap executions facilities effective immediately. The CME Group's E-mini S&P 500 equal weight futures set several records in July, including open interest of 5,719 contracts, single-day volume of 2,376 contracts, and block volume of 1,430 contracts. CME shared on LinkedIn. Mary DeWitt is starting a new position as managing editor at American Banker. She was previously America's chief editor at Dow Jones, overseeing reporters and editors covering financial news from Canada to Brazil for Dow Jones Newswires, she shared on LinkedIn. It is getting to be that time of year again when college students get ready to go back to school or go back to college for the first time. The Wall Street Journal obliges with an article titled 33 Things Every Student Needs to Pack for College, with the sub-headline, Top Dorm Room Essentials to Jumpstart Campus Life. I did not see an air popper popcorn maker anywhere on the list. How times change. The new filing of the Green Impact Exchange with the SEC is among the news tidbits included in the August newsletter from the UN Sustainable Stock Exchanges Initiative. Other information includes updates on SSE initiatives and upcoming workshops, the latest updates from exchanges, and news from regulators and standard setters. Topping the standard-setting news is information on a joint mapping resource from the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, and the Task Force on Nature-Related Financial Disclosures, TNFD. You can register to receive the monthly newsletter with a link in today's newsletter. Here are the most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options. The first one is Steve Sosnick of Interactive Brokers discusses trends and risks in the options market at Asheville Conference from John Lothian News. The second is Flex Trade VP Rob Brogan discusses AI, zero-day options, and algo innovations at Options Conference from John Lothian News. And the third is EEX Press Release, EEX Group Monthly Volumes from EEX Group. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's episode 12 of Futures Discovery. Agricultural Futures, Navigating the Fields, Futures Discovery, episode 12. Today we are delving into the intricate world of agricultural futures, a realm shaped by the rhythm and nature and the pulse of global markets. In this episode, we'll explore the quantitative challenges that traders face in the real world. It's not just about numbers on a screen. It's about the unpredictable nature of weather, critical data in crop reports, and the global dance of trade policies. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's that Steve Sosnick video. Steve Sosnick of Interactive Brokers discusses trends and risks in option market at Asheville Conference. Here's another video. Former ABN AMRO executive Mike Dennis discusses market trends and opportunities in crypto and fixed income at Options Conference. Those are our last three videos. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Google monopolized search through illegal deals. Judge rules. Google's deals with Apple and others violate law, judge says. Google paid billions to make search engine default on phones. Google illegally monopolized the search market through exclusive deals, a judge ruled Monday, handing the government a win in its first major antitrust case against a tech giant in more than two decades. Judge Amit Mehta in Washington said the Alphabet Inc. unit's $26 billion in payments to make its search engine the default option on smartphones and web browsers effectively blocked any other competitor from succeeding in the market. Quote, Google's distribution agreements foreclose a substantial portion of the general search services market and impair rivals' opportunities to compete, unquote, Mehta said in a 286-page ruling. My comment, there's a big difference between Googling something and Yahooing something. Here's another story, this one from the Associated Press via U.S. News and World Report. The headline, Pandemonium hits Paris inside the pin trading market at the Olympics. On the other side of the Atlantic from Wall Street, a market more wholesome than cutthroat has sprung up at the Paris Olympics. On the other side of the Atlantic from Wall Street, a market more wholesome than cutthroat has sprung up at the Paris Olympics. The commodity at the center of it all? Pins. The city has seen an influx of collectors from all over the world, eager to begin or expand their Olympic pin collection and share their stories. My comment. At events like the Olympics, pin trading is a big activity. In scouting at the jamborees, it's patch trading. All my offspring have participated in patch trading at jamborees and have unique stories to tell about each patch they traded for. Here's another story, this one from FT Alphaville. The headline, help us round up the greatest financial research puns of all time. Shameless summer content bag. As the bleak midsummer simmers on, FT Alphaville has found itself thinking a lot more about puns. We know you readers like puns. You know we journalists like puns. But there's a third group in this happy financial thruple, research producers, the analysts, economists, commentators, cheerleaders, and doom mongers whose notes floods our inbox each day are often partial to some skillful wordplay. So we have a simple proposal. We want to collate and celebrate the greatest ever financial note puns. My comment, IPO, initial pun offering, subscribe now. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the weirdest story. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. admits he left a dead bear in Central Park from the New York Times. The stock market crash only came second with Japan's Nikkei sees biggest rout since 1987 stock market from Reuters. Third was the announcement for the FIA's trends in ETD Trading Second Quarter 2024 webinar taking place tomorrow, August 7th, from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The event is hosted by Will Ackworth, and the guest speaker is Scott Clipper of Gresham Quant. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the Treasury market scandal hiding in plain sight. Experts warn manipulation could risk Treasury's credibility as a benchmark asset. There's a scandal hiding in the open, one that threatens the integrity of global financial markets if left unchecked, experts say. Though it's not capturing headlines, the manipulation of prices by traders in the $27 trillion U.S. Treasury market may be more pervasive than the U.K. LIBOR episode that rocked the banking world more than a decade ago. U.S. regulators and financial institutions have tried to get their arms around the problem for years. Now, some experts are warning about a lack of meaningful progress in thwarting what's described as widespread, commonplace misbehavior. The message comes at a pivotal moment. Technological advances over recent years have improved financial institutions' ability to monitor manipulative activity and also increased the pace of trading abuses. Here's another story, this one also from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, overnight stock trading suspended at Robinhood. Robinhood Markets won't execute overnight stock trades from Monday to Tuesday after the trading platform it relies on went offline during the huge global sell-off. In a post on X, Robinhood blamed the problem on an outage at Blue Ocean, a trading platform that powers overnight stock and ETF trades for some brokers. Blue Ocean won't be up and running again for the Monday-Tuesday overnight session. Brian Hindman, the chief executive of the platform's parent company, Blue Ocean Technologies, said in an email. He expressed hope that it would be back up on Tuesday night. Here's another story. This one is from Bloomberg. The headline, $6.4 trillion stock wipeout has traders fearing, quote, great unwind, unquote, is just starting. The numbers flashing on trading screens on Monday were shocking even to market veterans. In Tokyo, the Nikkei was down 12%. In Seoul, the Kospi sank 9%. And when the opening bell rang in New York, the Nasdaq plunged 6% in seconds. Cryptocurrency sank. The VIX, a gauge of stock market volatility, skyrocketed, and investors piled into treasury bonds, the safest asset of them all. Whether Monday's wild gyrations marked the final bang of a global sell-off that started to build last week or signaled the beginning of a protracted slump is impossible to know. On Tuesday, some of the worst-hit markets rebounded, with key gauges in Japan soaring more than 10%. Though a few were saying a bottom had been reached. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian. ¶¶